Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30. A flurry of tornadoes ripped through Iowa Thursday, taking weather forecasters by surprise and leaving at least 17 people hurt. Farmer Denise Van Wick of Pella, Iowa, and her family were forced to head to their basement.
Pretty much lost everything except the house. But the cattle were still here. They were spooked.
Nearby Marshalltown also hit hard, with several buildings collapsed and roofs blown off. With all those tornadoes in Iowa, no reports of any fatalities.
A small fire was reported in an area under construction at Via Christi St. Joseph Hospital yesterday afternoon. Officials said the seventh floor had to be evacuated because of smoke. There were no injuries. The fire quickly brought under control. A cause remains under investigation.
Drivers on the Kansas Turnpike will pay more beginning October 1st.
The state announced Wednesday that tolls on the turnpike will increase about 5% for passenger vehicles with a K-Tag pass. Commercial vehicles with a K-Tag may see an increase because electronic fares will be rounded to the nearest nickel. Fees for passenger vehicles paying cash will increase by about 12.5%, while commercial vehicles paying cash will see a 10% increase. All cash fares will be rounded to the nearest quarter. State officials say the turnpike system is financially sound, but the toll increases are needed to pay for preservation and modernization projects without issuing new debt. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A pair of suspects robbed a Quick Shop in southeast Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Thursday at Oliver and George Washington Boulevard.
Two unknown suspects entered the business. One of the suspects pulled out a handgun and was demanding property. Money and cigarettes were taken.
Two male suspects ran from the scene.
Recently in southeast Wichita, there were two robbery cases reported during an eight-day span at the same apartment complex near Harry and Woodlawn, and a related criminal case on South Chautauqua. Police Captain Brent Allred says two people are now in custody.
We have arrested an 18-year-old male for two counts of aggravated burglary, three counts of aggravated robbery, one count of aggravated battery, one count of burglary to auto, and one count of theft.
Another 18-year-old man has also been arrested in relation to these cases, charged with three counts of aggravated robbery.
And a teenage boy and girl taken into custody after an aggravated robbery in southeast Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Wednesday night in the 900 block of South Bleckley. The victim was a 68-year-old woman.
She was approached by an unknown male and female suspect and reported that the male was armed with a long gun. She stated that the male demanded the victim's purse and then grabbed and forcibly removed the purse from the victim.
The woman called 911, giving a detailed description of the suspects. A police officer spotted the suspects at a nearby gas station. The teenage boys tried to run away. He was apprehended after a short foot pursuit. 15-year-old boy arrested for aggravated robbery, obstruction, and outstanding arrest warrants. The 14-year-old girl, a runaway, was taken to the Wichita Children's Home.
Former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer is seeking the Democratic nomination for Kansas governor. Brewer tells KNSS News the state is not in good financial shape.
We're not financially stable. We borrowed money from transportation fund. We borrowed money from CAPERT. We borrowed money here in the state of Kansas from everybody you can possibly borrow from, except our aunt and uncles. But we certainly have borrowed from the future generation.
Brewer says that Kansas needs to invest in education to help attract new business to the state.
A celebrity plastic surgeon is under arrest in Brazil.
Dr. Bum Bum, whose real name is Dr. Dennis Furtado, had been on the run since a patient died following butt enlargement injections. He was found at an office complex in Rio de Janeiro. Police say Furtado performed the buttock enhancement procedure at his home Saturday. The patient became ill during surgery, and Furtado rushed her to a hospital, where she died hours later. A judge issued a warrant for Furtado's arrest after he disappeared from the hospital. The exact cause of the woman's death has not been determined. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Imagine looking at your bank account, suddenly find you're an instant millionaire.
26-year-old Ellen Fleming of Massachusetts got a voicemail from TD Ameritrade about a recent deposit to her bank account. Fleming took a look and saw more than $1 million. That was a big jump over the 50 bucks she had in there previously. Oh, was Ellen happy? She told the Boston Globe she started thinking about quitting her job, paying off her student loans, and then got another call from the bank, and Ellen was told it was a mistake. Fleming says the cash was meant for somebody else with the same name. But Fleming says she's taking it in stride, saying when she dies, she wants her obituary to read, "One-time Millionaire." Ken Duffy, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary just to our south, and a lot of moisture still spreads across the state. We could see an isolated thunderstorm just about anywhere in Kansas. The high this afternoon, 98. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 72. The weekend should be dry as high pressure builds in from the Dakotas. Tomorrow, 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 70 degrees. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted of the morning. A really hot day across Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high was 101 degrees. It felt like a lot more than that. High, normal high for the date is 93. And the record high for that date, 109, that was in 2006. Now, here's the key to all this. The National Weather Service telling me this morning the highest heat index in Wichita was 113 at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Shelly and I don't know where you were at that time of the day. Shelly and I were just sitting in our air-conditioned home, both of us feeling, what's wrong? I mean, it just felt like we wanted to go to sleep. It was just, it was so hot outdoors, and we were cool, but I think it just somehow saps your energy, Ted, right through the walls.
I took a little walk around our pond
about
that
really?
Time, yeah.
Well, you should, probably shouldn't do that, Ted. It's a little steamy there. 113, wow.
I think I can deal with it.
Do you? All right.
There were a lot of people outside. There's a big car show over here by the Marriott.
Well, that's what I heard.
A bunch of people with their Falcons.
Oh, the Falcons?
Yeah.
The Ford Falcon.
I think they're all Falcons, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that little
and
car.
And they've come here from like all over the nation. I've seen tags from Tennessee and
so
Ohio.
Is it Falcon Fest or Falcon
Fest? Yeah, it's like Falcon Fest over there. It's pretty amazing.
It's an interesting smaller car that Ford came out with. I'm not sure what year it came out with that. Around, I believe, the early 60s.
There's like every color imaginable Ford Falcon over there. It's
wow.
Pretty cool.
All right, today is Friday, July 20th, 2018. On this date in 1969, astronauts Neil Astronaut and Edwin Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon after reaching the surface in their Apollo 11 lunar module. A huge day in the history of mankind. Neil said one small step for one man, one big step for mankind, something like that he said when he had the line ready to go. And I remember watching that on TV and the grainy, black and white, you take the worst police surveillance you've ever seen, and it was worse than that. But remember at the time, this was something brand new. I didn't know. I knew you could get radio transmission back from outer space like that, but I didn't know they could do a TV.
Getting video back from
the lunar surface.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Pretty amazing.
But they touched down. They bounced around because the gravity was so much less. And they could broad jump about 400 feet or something. And then one of them hit a golf ball, didn't he, just to see how far it would go?
Not on Apollo 11,
was
but on a later
another
mission.
Another one. Okay, yeah. I beg your pardon. I had that wrong. But what a huge day for America, a huge day for science, huge day for the world.
And we're still the only nation that's been there, man.
We still are, huh? Okay. I mean, a video. Now, this is a video going around. Thing is, would viral be the right way to say this? Video from a Georgia restaurant. It shows a man reach out and touch the backside of a female server who quickly grabs him by the collar and slams him into a wall.
Good for her.
The apparent groping and full contact response was captured by a security camera at Vinnie Van Gogh's Pizzeria. Savannah police charged 31-year-old Ryan Cherwinski of Palm Bay, Florida, with a misdemeanor count of sexual battery. A clip of the June 30th takedown wound up on the website Reddit. Restaurant manager Rob Gitton said, "We're all proud of the woman." Cherwinski told police the touching was an accident and he was trying to get the woman to move out of his way.
Not true. If you look at the video,
that's not
an accident.
Nope. I'll tell you what, Ryan, it ain't going to work.
Now, couldn't she be charged with battery?
I don't think so. If he started it, she's doing it in self-defense.
So if you touch me, I can beat the crap out of you and not get charged with battery?
I'm not going to touch you.
I'm just saying. She She slammed him against a wall. Isn't that battery?
I don't know. I doubt it. I would imagine the cops won't even charge her.
It might be, but it's probably justified.
Well, I'm not saying it's not justified. No, I'm just saying it's...
Legally speaking. Well, I think that Ryan should probably get an attorney and sue her then.
I'm sure he probably might.
Well,
I don't think he'll get any sympathy. But
well, let me tell you something. Now, Timmy says, I'm going to tell you something. When I was a kid, I was athletic. I played on a lot of sports teams and whatnot. I know it's here. Not sure I've ever seen buddy with a reaction time that that woman had. I mean, that guy didn't get two steps, and she just about had him on his backside.
Yeah.
She was quick. I wouldn't miss. She was very quick on her feet, at any rate. You need to behave yourself in public. I guess that's the bottom line. Bottom line.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. All right, 741, Stephen Head. By the way, if you're just tuning in, the big story is the capsizing of one of those duck boats down in Branson. Now the death toll is at 13. They probably got... Jed, how many more out there that are missing? Three or four more?
Yeah, some more are missing.
I was just talking to Tony Dusing, our program director, a while ago in his office. And don't those people wear life preservers? I would presume that they had life vests on, but it capsized.
But if that thing overturned and people got trapped,
yeah,
that's in a closed space.
That's all speculation. Yeah, it's not good. There was a very high wind come up on Table Rock. Man, it just... I don't know if it just surprised them or if they just thought they would be okay, but 50, 60 mile an hour wind, and it caused some problems. Yeah. All right, we'll keep you posted, but right now the death toll there is 13. Yeah. 742, Stephen Ted on the way. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, recognizing excellence in local health care. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.